hope the last time I'll have to ask you this. How's the finger?
It's doing good, and just try to get better throughout the week and have it ready to go by Sunday.
Any pain left?
No, it's getting it's seeing improvement every day for sure.
Are you still playing with the glove?
I don't know. We'll have to go and just kind of go through the practice week to see how it goes. And I played with it last week, so if I have to, it shouldn't be that big of a deal anyways.
Anything you liked about playing with the glove that you didn't know before?
Not really. Not really.
Bad reviews all around?
And it's just not what I've done for my entire life, so I'd rather play without it, obviously.
Looking at the film, anything in particular that stood out that you wish, man, I want that?
Not really. I think as an offense, we kind of took turns, you know, kind of not doing our job, and it's tough to execute when you do that. So it wasn't a whole lot of major stuff. It was just kind of small things. So if we can get those corrected, I think we easily left. You go back and watch the tape. We probably left, you know, 150 to 200 yards of offense on the field. Certainly can't make a habit of that, but it was the first week. Saw some different things, but make some corrections, and we'll be ready to go this week.
With the way the game ended, can you take any momentum offensively?
Yeah, I mean, I would. You know, I think we played well at the end of the first half on our two-minute drive. We started playing a little bit better towards the end of the game, and we got a win. So I think we should have momentum coming out of that game. We got a win opening week on the road, which is tough to do.
In every game you go into, how big of a priority is ball receptions? Is that the top thing on your list of?
I certainly don't go in trying to play scared or anything. I just try to go in, think I'm going to make the right decisions. And some weeks we'll go in and try to take some shots. And if that's the case, I'll give my guys a chance. And if that's not the case, then I'm going to try to make smart decisions and get the balls to the backs and the tight ends.
Is that a tough line? You know, not playing scared versus playing safe.
I don't think so. I mean, in the NFL, if you give the other teams more possessions than you, it's tough to win. I mean, that's the fact. I mean, you can look at all the numbers and all the stats, and that's just fact. So it's certainly got to be a priority most weeks.
In your experience, how much progress can you make from week one to week two? Because it must be such a difference.
Yeah, I mean, we should make – I hope, you know, everybody hopes that we make a lot of progress this week, get better. I think we're – in the same boat as every team in the league, and that's a race this week to see who can make the most improvement. You know, I don't think any team week one played perfect, and it's just who can make the corrections and have that carry over to week two.
You said you left a couple hundred yards out there. Was that due to what you saw from them, or is it still the offense coalescing under Josh?
Well, I mean, it's just doing our job. So we've got a job to do, and make no excuses about it. You know, it was the first time in a regular season game with this offense, with this group of guys. But that's just what it is, and we got a job to do, and you got to make sure that you do it on every play.
Do you think you got a good rhythm going with your receivers? I know Gaffney was hurt, and Marshall basically missed all offseason.
Oh yeah, we're fine. We put a lot of time into it every day in practice. We throw a lot of balls, and timing and rhythm shouldn't be an issue.
It seemed like the start of some of the drives was frustrating at the very first play. You guys were either standing still or backing up a lot.
Yeah, no question. We made an emphasis about that. They were a very good team when they started off drives well, and we couldn't get much going at all in the first play of the drive. So it's tough in this league when you're setting in second and 10, second and long. It usually translates into third and long, and nobody converts a whole lot of third and long. So we got to do a better job at the start of drives to carry momentum and put ourselves in good situations.
Cole, a lot of people expect Andy Royal to be a big part of the offense, obviously. Did Cincinnati do anything to take him away? He did
everything. You know, I think every team is aware of Eddie and what he can do, and you know, but that shouldn't matter. I mean, with Eddie, he's the type of guy that if he does get some double coverage, he can still get open. If they want to take one DB and follow him around the field, he can still get open. So, you know, we like to get Eddie the ball, and he should be productive most weeks.
Is that something you'd like to do in the weeks coming up?
I mean, obviously, you want to get your best players the ball, and he's certainly one of those guys for us.
Hey, Kyle, Arnie asked a question about rhythm. You haven't had no Sean Marino for much of the preseason. You had Brandon for virtually none of the preseason. How long is it going to take before you really feel like this offense will be in sync?
Hopefully this weekend. I mean, we're going to, yeah, I mean, we expect ourselves to play good with whoever's on the field, and those two are some of our better players, so get them on the field and play well.
What was Josh's reaction to how you played your dealings with him in the last couple of days?
Just, there's just like probably like everybody else on the team. Did some good things, did some things that we can learn from and improve from. And like he said, I mean, after a win, there's no better time to be extremely critical of your play. I mean, that's the best time to do it. You're feeling good, but now go back and just be overly critical of your play. Expect perfection and try to go back and carry it over to the practice field this week.
How does he work with you guys? Yelling on the sidelines?
Nope. Yelling doesn't get you too far. I mean, everybody's in it for the common goal, and that's to play well. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be upset or frustrated when things don't go well. But, you know, to sit there and yell and scream and do all that's kind of counterproductive. I mean, let's learn from it, improve from it, and then move on.
Were you back in time to watch the Chicago game? Did you have any?
No, we were on the bus, so I didn't get to see a whole lot of it.
End or
any... Yeah, I saw the end of the game. Yeah.
Did you, just having spent so much time with those guys, did you have any interest in just seeing how that first game went?
Yeah, I felt for him. I felt for, you know, Brian to be up for the season. He's the face of the franchise, the face of the city, really, and for him to go down is a terrible loss for him, for sure.
Did you feel for Jay at all? I mean, he had a tough day, and you know how that's...
Hey, week one's tough. You know, it's tough to play, and Jay's a good quarterback, and I'm sure he made some decisions that, you know, looking back, he didn't want to make, but that's how it goes, and I'm sure he's not going to, you know, pull off the trigger or anything like that. He's going to keep on going and try to make the throws to win the game, so that's just how it goes.
Do you communicate with him at all?
No, I don't know him at all.
When you look at the tape of Cleveland's defense, obviously their run defense gave up a lot of yards last week. How can you guys... Are we going to see a completely different offense from you guys this week? Or
we'll adjust. We'll adjust to things that we think we can do well. But they're a good defense. They're very stout, obviously, up front with Sean Rogers. I've played against him for a number of years now, and he's a very good player and probably the best secondary that we've seen so far. Wright, number 24, is a great player, and they've got a lot of confidence in their secondary. So it'll be a good matchup for us up front and also at the skill position level.
How similar is their defense to the Broncos?
I mean, there's some carryover, obviously, being a 3-4 defense, but they do a number of things that we don't do, and we do a number of things that they don't do.
Josh and Eric Andy having coached together, is that an advantage for either team, or is that...
I mean, I probably think it levels out, you know. He knows a lot about our offense. We know a lot about his defense. So it'll be the who shows up and plays the best.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thanks.
Thanks, Kyle.